Hey, everybody, we're having a laugh here. We're back now. Jasper.jbonair.com live. I made it. It's kind of echoey in here. It's kind of nice. You might not be able to hear that on the radio. So again, Jasper.jbonair.com here, Sundog Tours with Alicia. Now, we've got our pictures on the website. And I've got to say, so peaceful, so quiet in here. We've passed a few people on a walk mm-hmm. because there's also kind of like a walking path or a few of them that we've gone through. And yeah. then we're just in this. How high is this, you're saying?
90 feet. 90 feet.
Now, we did pass some people that were, like, scaling the ice.
Ice climbing, yeah, yeah. It's a common spot to ice climb, especially people traveling from the city. So they've already traveled a few hours to get here. They're not wanting to drive down the Icefields Parkway even further, hiking into other ice climbs. Here, it's easy access for them. 10-minute drive from town, 5-10-minute walk in on the trail. They can abseil in and then top rope climb up and down as many times as they want. So.
Oh, it's crazy. So yeah, you can go in from the top or you can go up bottom and go up,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. The climbers that you see in there, if there's a rope hanging from the top of the ice, then they've top roped in. And then if you see some little ice anchors, screws in the ice holding the rope, then they've probably led the climb. Mm-hmm. And then the second climber will come up and take the screws out as they go up. So.
Two words.
Yes.
No, sorry, four words.
Okay.
Fuzzy pickles, margarita slush. Do you want to explain what that means? Because it's something to us. You guys are all, we're going to tweet. Should we tweet that?
Okay, the fuzzy pickles. The fuzzy pickle thing I've never heard of, but the margarita slush is common for sure.
Okay, because there's like, kind of like a greenish.
Yes.
But why is it green? So explain that to me.
The greenish blue color you see in the ice is light refraction. It's physics, and it's the blue-green wavelengths from the color spectrum from the sun, and they're being refracted off of particles within the water or the ice. And it's the same reason in the summer if you come to the area and you look at the lakes, they're blue or blue-green. It's the same idea. It's light refraction, but of course the lakes don't have like little air bubbles and other particles in there, so you get a lot clearer light refraction where the color is richer, whereas in the ice it tends to be that faint blue or blue-green color.
In Winnipeg it's algae and pollution is what it is. Now I mentioned earlier that the sun is kind of out, and we've got some pictures, God willing, if the batteries did hold out on us, of the sun coming in and just like, you know, looking at the crystal. I remember hitting the one of the pieces of ice, and I said, this is like a trophy. Like, it's just solid ice. And then you go into where I was wedged in, again, at jasper.jbonair.com, and it's kind of like a rain shower. Like, it was just really cool. It's really cool. Now, this water, though, can you drink it?
Well, you could drink it.
Well, yeah, that's right. You could do anything you want. But.
You could, but anytime you're drinking water below treeline, there can be a risk of contamination. Mm. So even though the water's coming from underground, being transported through rocks, this time of year, especially with the snow melting, and the animals, they live down in the tree line here with us, so they're doing their business in the bush. Mm-hmm. And, of course, with predators that, you know, they're feeding on other animals as well, which can be in the bush as well. And when the snow melts around all that stuff and into the ground and out into the rivers, there is always a risk.
Now, we've seen some incredible wildlife today. We saw a bird.
Yeah, we saw the dipper.
And we saw a bird. This is not a zoo. So if you're looking,
sometimes is the only animal we see on the walk. Okay, and as well the squirrel.
And I said it's the least dangerous on the way.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. So lots of different tours. I know there's different times of the year that different tours are available with the company. So what else can we do with Sundog?
Well, in the wintertime, our ice walk in the Moline Canyon is the most popular. We do have snowshoeing tours, cross-country skiing tours. We drive people out to go dog sledding as well. In the summer, if you're here in the summer, we can take you up to Mount Edith Cavell and go for a little hike up there. We do hikes along the canyon in the summer, but of course not in the river bottom where the raging torrent is. We're up on the edge along the fence line. Mm-hmm. And we're taking people down to the Columbia Ice Fields where they can go up on the Ice Explorer and up to Moline Lake looking for wildlife as well. And in the summertime, the wildlife tours are pretty popular because we get a lot of people coming to town without transportation. They don't know where the animals are. And because we live here, we don't know them by their middle names or what they like in their coffee, but we tend to kind of know where they've been.
Website, phone number, how can people check out what you guys have to offer?
They can go to our website at sundogtours.com. There's all kinds of links there to the tours, transportation that we offer to and from both the cities of Calgary and Edmonton as well. And I think through the Jasper Tourism website as well, they can get onto our website.
To our friends at the Tourism Jasper website.
Tourism Jasper,
oh,
yes.
The Tourism Jasper. Great,
love
great
them.
Folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But lots of information and really learning potential. Like you were saying, you know, people could come here on their own, which is fine. You can do it. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to learn about the area and why things are the way they are. Why this ice is this, or why this is this color, or whatever it is.
Well, that's a lot of people, they pay to go on a tour and they think, well, they pay to go on the tour because that's the only way to get there. But really, when you pay to go on a tour, you pay for a lot more.
You pay for experience,
right? You pay for experience, you pay for information, entertainment, you know, there's a lot that comes with paying for a tour. Not that your expectations should be to the moon and back, but of course, if you're paying to go on a tour, then if you have any inquiries or questions or anything about the area, that's what your tour guide is there for. And really, that's what makes the tour, is when you have guests who are interested in knowing about the area.
So when you call Sundog, you ask for Alicia's margarita special on the ice walk.
That's right, the margarita slush special in the Moline Canyon.
And next time when you get here to Jasper, we're going to have our own little convenience store. We've already got it.
We'll have batteries.
Batteries, yeah.
Fuzzy pickles and margaritas.
It doesn't get any better than this, folks. Jasper, if you haven't been here yet, I don't know why. Jasper.jbonair.com. Thank you so much for being a great tour. It was just a fascinating time.
No problem. It was my pleasure, Jeremy.
All right. Jasper.jbonair.com. Back to the music.